And on the line, as promised, I've got Mike Renfrey from Raglan Chocolate. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So, yes, winner of the most prestigious raft race award with the Raddest Raft Award. The first thing I wanted to ask you, Mike, was it good to be, because you were a sponsor of the event, contributed some chocolate, you managed to win your own product back. Did that save you a little bit of money?
Oh, fabulous. I think actually Simone might have taken it back up the front to say, hey, let's re-gift this. We don't need any more chocolate.
You've probably got enough. So, do you want to tell us about your raft? I know I was with you when the idea for the raft came about, but I just want you to tell it to me like I haven't heard it before, if you could.
Sure. As I said to the judges, it was a, oh, look what we found moment.
Mm.
You know, with the big cream bottle that was sitting up by the shed at Dreamview. Now, David didn't know where it had come from, David Hill. He didn't know where, he couldn't remember, but it came from someone in town. They hadn't originally used it. They'd borrowed it as a prop. But I think Jess Hill, she recalled it might have come from the old Wallace Street Creamery. So Andreas maybe...
Oh, the old dairy factory.
Where, yeah, he might be interested in having that back, we don't know.
When he sees the
photos.
But
anyway, we thought, hey, look, tipped on its side, it looked like a rocket ship or a bottle, and we thought, that, hey, that could be really fun. And I had an old softy longboard at home. We thought we could put an outrigger on it. And then David finally relented and handed over an old windsurfer, which was even better. So we ended up with two outriggers, so a trimarine, and it was pretty simple construction. Bit of a guess on what the flotation would be like, and I think that showed in the race with one side. I think the little foamy board was struggling to keep that side out of the water, so we were nearly going around in circles.
Oh, really? Was that causing that kind of problem?
Yeah. So we were actually swapping places, trying to figure out how to get enough paddling on the side that was sinking, so that we could keep going straight. And of course, if you try and put a big strong person on the thing that's sinking, it's going to sink more. So, yeah, it was a challenge. It was quite hard work, but really good fun.
And you were in the middle, at least the photos I've seen. Were you like a little bit too high up to get some good paddling in?
No, it was all right. I had to reach over the top of the cream bottle, but it was okay. It was manageable. I think we all had a spot in different. We'd climb out in the water, climb out, swap. Let's see if we can make it work better this way. Have another go.
Okay. See, I didn't realize all that was going on. I was supposed to be commentating, but the things were a little bit too far away at times to pick that out.
Sure.
So did it leak? Because that was the question that we had beforehand. Was would it leak?
No. I had a baler and everything. It didn't leak. You know, it would have been ideal if we could have got it down in the water and tested its water tightness, and probably more importantly, it's how it floated. You know, with the little board in the right under the water, we could have done something about that. So hey, maybe we'll be able to put it aside for next year.
So you might have some plans for refining it, perhaps?
About that already, yes.
You are? That's good. Yeah. And I noticed that you and your son, Vin, had matching sunglasses and hats on.
Yes. Well, that's Simone. She's, you know, the other part of the team. She's always there making sure we look good.
Okay. How old is Vin?
Vin's 12, nearly 13.
12, so maybe hasn't quite reached that stage where he doesn't want to dress like his dad.
He's awesome. I was so chuffed that he wanted to come in it with me. So, you know,
yeah, you know what? I think this kids' generation is a bit different from us. I think they're
maybe.
A little more evolved.
Yeah, maybe. There's hope. Yeah. There's hope.
So I don't know, there's not much else to ask you, really. I did want to ask, were you happy with your placing? I think you came in about fifth. Would you have liked to have been further up the pecking order?
Yeah, we thought early on we might have been able to, you know, there was a big raft, I can't remember who it was, that smashed us, really, but for the first little bit, we thought if we could really dig in, we could keep up and maybe pass them. But they just, you know, they just got away with us, and we just struggled the whole way, to be honest.
Well, it was awesome to see something very unique and different, and deserved winners of the Raddest Raft.
Good fun.
Yeah.
Good fun. Yeah, we saw the potential, and that was the prize we were going for, so pretty chuffed.
Yeah, yeah. And I also want a shout out to you while I've got you on there, because you were part of the station. Dreamview Creamery and Raglan Chocolate were working together to make a raft. We ended up making two rafts, but you did most of the work for both the rafts. So I'm not sure how much Raglan Chocolate work got done over that fortnight period, but we certainly appreciated your help.
Yeah, no, it was a nice change from leaning over a bench making bars of chocolate to whipping out down to the barn and screwing a couple of things together. It was good fun.
Brilliant. Well, look, Mike, thank you for your time this morning, and congratulations on winning what is the most prestigious award from the raft race, I feel. It's a recycling event. So
fantastic. It's a lovely trophy.
Yes. I can't remember which one you got, but...
It's the big, tall spike Chris Meek one with the two lights on the front. It's really cool.
Yeah, Karen, who was in the Extreme Tent gazebo during the day organising the raft race, said that she had many offers to purchase those trophies from people, but of course she wasn't letting them out of her hands, so yeah.
No, it'll be under lock and key for the year.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for your time this morning, Michael. Let you get back to work and make up all the work you didn't do over the last few weeks.